With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities in Mississippi have charged a 24-year-old man with murder after six people were killed in a series of related shootings Friday night. More on the story from Bernie Bennett.
Clay County Sheriff Eddie Scott says Derricka Moore shot his father, brother, and uncle at one house before driving to another home and shooting the 7-year-old daughter of a cousin. He then allegedly drove to church and shot the pastor and the pastor's brother. Sheriff Scott said in a Saturday news conference that evidence and witnesses indicate that Moore was the only shooter and no other injuries have been reported. Moore was captured at a police roadblock after an hours-long search. Prosecutors said they plan to seek the death penalty. Moore is expected to be appointed a public defender on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump calling on oil executives to rush to invest in Venezuela now that Nicolas Maduro has been removed.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security. It's a whole different Venezuela, and Venezuela is going to be very successful.
Economist Steve Moore says Maduro's capture opens up new horizons for the people of Venezuela, impoverished by two decades of communist dictatorship.
You have a country that, you're quite right, became a fairly wealthy country and a robust middle class. And today in Venezuela, 80%, 8 out of 10 Venezuelans live in poverty, and almost half of Venezuelans live in abject poverty, meaning they can barely find enough food to eat.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. carried out large-scale strikes against ISIS in Syria, according to U.S. Central Command. The strikes took place at 12:30 Eastern Time yesterday as part of Operation Hawkeye Strike, ordered by the president in response to an ISIS ambush near Palmyra on December 13th that killed two U.S. soldiers and a civilian. This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that aren't always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, some influencers have theological training, others don't. Experts worry that they aren't equipped to teach such large audiences. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that the man known for taking Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium during the Capitol riot is running for office.
Adam Johnson, known for grabbing Nancy Pelosi's podium during the Capitol riot, is running for a county office in Florida. Johnson filed to run as a Republican for the Manatee County Commission on the fifth anniversary of the January 6th riot and says that the timing was intentional to generate buzz. He pleaded not guilty to entering a restricted building during the riot and served 75 days in prison. There are signs that the Republican Party is welcoming back more people who were convicted of January 6th offenses after President Donald Trump pardoned them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he wants a one-year 10% cap on credit card interest rates, an idea that revives a campaign pledge and could save Americans tens of billions of dollars. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.